Where'd you keep the hogs and pigs?
They run outside.
You didn't have any fenced in place?
No, or sometimes they did when they was fattening the hogs to kill in the wintertime. He'd put them up. We'd put them up and fatten them in a pen, you know.
Yeah.
Hog pen.
Okay. And where did you used to keep milk and butter before you had a refrigerator?
Well, I'll tell you. We had a well, deep well. And now that was after me and Herbert married. And we'd put our milk down in the well, deep well. Put the milk in a jug and tie a rope to it. And then swing it down in the old well. We didn't drink the water.
A big well dug by hand.
Yeah, big well dug by hand. You know, it's 25 foot deep. But we could have cold milk. Every time we wanted cold milk now in the summertime, that's the way we do. We'd hang our milk down in the well and let it stay till we got ready to drink it at dinner and go out and take it in the kitchen and pour us out milk. And then when we got through with it, take it back out there and hang it down in the well and have it for supper. Now that's the way people used to do. And my mother used to draw up water. And in a tub, she'd put her milk in a tub, sit down in a tub, and she'd change water in it all three or four times a day. They had a good small well, you know, and it had cool water, and she'd change water in that three or four times a day, and they always had good cold milk. If people had to do that now, oh my, what would they do? What would they do without electricity now?
Yeah.
We'd be lost without electricity.
Okay, what would you call a place now where they might, a farm where they might have a lot of cows to milk?
Now that's a dairy farm.
Okay. Does the word dairy have any other meaning?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. And let's see. Where would you let cows go out to graze?
They always used to run out in the woods. They used to get plenty to eat in the woods. And then they'd come up to an inn to be milked. And my daddy'd keep them in the cow box. And then turn them out the next morning. They'd go back to the woods.
Yeah.
Now that's in the summertime, but in the wintertime he always kept them in the field around the barn and where he could feed them, you know.
Yeah. Okay, what about a place now where you might have cows grazing, maybe fenced in place, not a wood?
Well, that'd be a pasture field.
Okay. And do you know anything about the work done in raising cotton?
Raising what?
Cotton.
No, I don't know nothing about raising cotton.
Okay. Okay, you mentioned a field. Now, what's something smaller than a field?
In a field.
Yeah, like say you wanted to grow some tobacco, but you didn't want to grow much. You planted in a tobacco. What would you call that? You would call it a field.
No, you wouldn't call it a field. A lot,
I guess. Okay. What about the word patch?
Huh?
The word patch?
Patch.
Uh-huh.
Well, people call it a potato. Potato patch. Or sweet potato patch.
Is that smaller than a lot?
Yeah, well, oh yeah.